各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，陪伴着大家的依然是 Linda。 Pussycat Dolls， 单听名字就知道这是一个由美丽温柔和野性热辣组合而成的团队。05年，这支由6个动感十足、热力四射的女孩组成的新一代辣妹劲团，在流行乐坛掀起了一股巨大的舞曲旋风。同年夏天，出自于他们同名专辑 PCD 当中的 Don't Ya 拿下了美国舞曲榜冠军，更空降英国单曲榜冠军，持续了两周之久。Pussycat Dolls 的作品偏向于热闹和性感，但是更重要的是，其中大多数歌曲都表现了一种现代女性的独立自主和敢爱敢恨。今天要分享一首来自于小野猫组合的 Hush Hush， 我的爱情我做主，一起去听听吧。
Pointing out my wrongs. I never needed pain. I never needed strain. My love for you was strong enough. You should have known. I never needed you for judgment. I never needed you to question what I spend. I never asked for help. I take care of myself. I don't know why you think you got a hold on me. And it's a little late for conversations. There isn't anything for you to say. And my eyes heard him shiver. So look at me and listen to me. Because I don't want to stay another minute. I don't want you to say a single word. Hush, 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 hush. There is no other way. I get the final say. Because I don't want to do this any longer. I don't want you. There's nothing left to say. Hush, 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 hush. I'm already spoken. All of it's broken. Baby, hush, hush. I never needed your corrections on everything from how I act to what I say. I never needed words. I never needed hurt. I never needed to be there every day. I'm sorry for the way I let go of everything I wanted when you came along. But I am never beaten, broken, not defeated. I know next to you is not where I belong. And it's a little late for explanations. There isn't anything that you can do.
欢迎回来，来自 Pussycat Dolls 的一首 Hush Hush， 闭嘴闭嘴。也许每个女人的心里都住着一个 Pussycat Doll 吧，野性温柔，在爱情里爱得毫无保留，所以易受伤害。 但是即使是在心碎的时候，他们也不会丢掉属于女性的那种自信、果敢、独立和无所畏惧。这也许也是这首歌想要传达的信息吧。好了，伴着音乐一起去看一下今天的词汇扩展。歌名里面出现的那个单词 hush, H-U-S-H, 它可以做名词，别做声，安静，肃静，它也可以做动词，表示沉默，安静下来，也可以做一个感叹词，嘘。好了，听一下例句。嘘，演出马上就要开始了。 Hush, the performance is about to start. 那位妈妈使哭泣的孩子安静了下来。The mother hushed the crying child. 那还有一个短语叫做 hush money. Hush 加上了 money, 什么意思呢？封口费。听一下例句。为了让他对此事保持沉默，经理每个月都在给他付封口费。The manager has been paying her hush money every month just to keep her silent.接着听歌词 I never needed you for pointing out my wrong 我的错不需要你的指点爱上你并不是为了让你来指点我好了看一下单词 point P-O-I-N-T 它可以做名词观点看法重点少数点动词指指向朝向瞄准的意思短语 come 或者 get to the point 表示谈到要点或者直接了当的说，听一下例句。我有点赶时间，你不如就直接说重点吧。I'm in a hurry, so come to the point. 另外一个短语，不切题，偏离了主题 ，off the point, off, O-F-F, off the point, 不切题。恐怕你现在所说的有些离题了吧 ？I'm afraid what you're saying now is off the point.另外一个动词词组 point out 指出他向我指出了其中的错误 He pointed out the mistake to me 再看另外一个跟 point 有关的短语 to the point of something 到了什么样的程度他说话的态度简直是粗野不堪 His manner of speaking 他说话的态度 was direct to the point of rudeness他说话的态度简直到了粗野的程度。好了，这句歌词里面还出现了一个单词叫做 wrong， 很简单，我们平时最常见的是它作为形容词的用法，错误的、有毛病的。那它本身呢，还有名词的功能，不义的行为或者坏事、犯罪、欺骗，还可以做动词的，表示冤枉了什么人、冤枉了谁。接着听它的例句使用语境。你说他说谎，你是冤枉他了。You wronged him by saying that he had lied. 要分清是非，不会总是那么容易。It is not always easy to know right from wrong. 这里 wrong 就是名词的功能了。再接着听 ，The man has committed many wrongs. 那个人干了很多坏事儿。好了，这里出现了一个动词 commit。C-O-M-M-I-T 动词犯罪做错事情的意思接着听歌词 I never needed pain I never needed strain 没有人想要痛苦没有人想要压力好了动词或者名词 strain S-T-R-A-I-N strain 动词呢是拉紧尽力的意思那么它作为名词呢是张力拉紧负担的意思看一下使用的语境那只沉重的箱子几乎要把绳子拉断了。The heavy box strained the rope to a breaking point. John 因为看过多的小字体而劳损了自己的眼睛。John strained his eyes by reading too much small print. 我不懂为什么你会觉得你可以随意摆布，这是歌词。I don't know why you think.You got a hold on me. 好了，看一下单词 hold, H-O-L-D, hold. 它可以做动词，表示有效适用、持续保持。听一下例句：我的决定仍然有效。My decision still holds. 我希望这样的好天气可以持续下去。I hope this beautiful weather will hold. 那 hold 还可以有顶住支持的意思。洪水期间河堤没有崩溃，支持住了。The dike, D-I-K-E, 堤坝的意思 ,held during the flood.Hold 还可以作为名词，在词组 a hold of 或者 on over something 当中呢，它的意思是掌握、支配。他很好的掌握了自己的学科，他对自己的学科掌握的特别好。He's got a good hold of his subject. He's got a good hold of his subject. Hold 还可以有延迟、延期、耽搁的意思，比如 put something on hold 就是延期、延迟。该是把爱情暂时搁下的时候了。It is time to put love on hold. 接着听歌词。There is no other way, I get the final say. 我们已经完了，这一次最终决定权在我手里。单词 say, 它呢最常见的意思是说讲，那么它也有名词发言权或者意见的意思。听一下例句。不要打断他，让他把意见说出来。Don't interrupt her. Let her have her say. 我想他在此事上没有什么发言权。I don't think he has much say in this matter. Say 还可以有表示假设的意思。听一下它的使用例句哈。假定你赶不上火车了，你会怎么办？ Let's say you missed the train. What would you do?好了，今天的讲解就这么多了。如果大家有什么好听的歌曲呢，可以添加微信 Linda on the go 小窗推荐。我们下期不见不散。